For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome to the First Team NFL Draft, the College Football Podcast, giving you guys a little bit of late insight to the 2024 class. I have with me, who I consider the number one center in the 2024 NFL draft class, Zach Frazier out of West Virginia. Zach, appreciate you taking some time, man, on draft week. I know we're ramping and rolling around and we're almost to draft day, man, but thank you so much for joining the show today. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to talk about the hustle and bustle, obviously, of just the draft process so far and kind of work winding down here. But I want to ask you just about this week now, man. You finally get a little bit of hopefully relaxation, is a little bit more of a, I guess, just kind of, you know, getting back to home and doing all that type of stuff. Like, what does this final week look like for you?
Yeah, I'm just back home. I'm training back at West Virginia. Just working out in the mornings and then just waiting for Thursday and Friday and Saturdays just for the draft. So tired of waiting, ready to find out where I'm going.
Man, it's been a lot of waiting. And I actually wanted to ask you a little bit because I know I was just kind of looking into your bio and I know you are a West Virginia guy originally. So you were a player that chose to obviously stay in the home state and play for the Mountaineers and be able to become a dynamic player, four-year starter for them. But I wanted to ask, you know, just as far as your background growing up near West Virginia or in West Virginia, was it always the Mountaineers for you? Like just kind of thinking back to your recruiting time, I guess.
Yeah. So, I grew up as a fan of West Virginia first. I grew up watching Geno, Tavon Austin, Stedman Bailey, all those guys, you know, Owen Schmidt, Pat White. It was a fun time to, you know, be a kid and watch those guys. So grew up as a fan first. And then as far as the recruiting process, I got offered, my first offer was to West Virginia, but it was to play nose guard for the old staff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So once the new staff came in and they offered me for offense, it was kind of a done deal because I felt deep down I was probably better at offense. I didn't have a favorite. I had some offers for, you know, offense and defense, but I always felt that I was just a bit better at offense.
So I wanted to ask because obviously you just kind of take a step back for a second and look back what you were able to accomplish at West Virginia. And you're a multi-year All-American. You're a multi-year Big 12 performer, obviously. You were a instrumental weapon for them over the last couple of years. And I mean, I think if you correct me if I'm wrong, but when you came in during 2020, I believe you were a guard at first, right? You started a bunch of games at guard and then officially moved to center the last three. I wanted to just kind of ask about full picture, I guess, you know, being a West Virginia guy, getting your first offer from West Virginia, going to West Virginia and becoming a just stalwart and a pillar for this team over the last couple of years. How fulfilling was that? Just kind of look back at your career and think of all the great things that you obviously accomplished.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a dream come true. You know, that's what I was dreaming about when, you know, I was a little kid growing up is to play for West Virginia and then to get an opportunity to play in the NFL. So really just a dream come true. And I'm really blessed to be in this position.
I wanted to ask about your game over the last couple of years, because I remember watching your 2022 film and I loved it. I thought that you were a tremendous player off of just 2022. But then when I watched 2023, I thought that you even took a step forward, you know, and took your game to even higher heights. I know, obviously, you missed the last couple games of the season with the injury and everything, but just kind of thinking over your maturation as a football player the last couple of years and, I guess, mastering the center position on the college level, what do you feel like have been a couple things that have been the biggest keys to your development? A couple things that maybe really, I guess, took your game to even higher heights?
I would say just working on weaknesses, like trying to fix bad plays and bad habits and bad technique. And that's really just working with coaches and trying to get those, ironed out. You know, I still feel like I have a lot of, room to improve, which makes me feel good. I never want to be complacent. So I think that's kind of what my key to, I always want to get better. And I think that's just kind of how I've went about it.
A player that has obviously a big wrestling background. I know people have talked about that a lot throughout this process, and that's kind of I don't want to say cliche because it matters obviously a lot for offensive line play. I think the active feet, the hand fighting, playing with natural leverage. How important is that background for you, Zach? Being able to take what you learned from on the mat to the football field. How much has that been a help in your career?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every snap, there's some form of wrestling in there. There's you're using your hands. You're, feeling their weight, feeling when they're off balance. It's a lot of, core strength being an offensive lineman, being able to stick on blocks and not, fall down on your face, stuff like that. Wrestling's been a huge help just for playing offensive line.
So I think that the greatest thing that a player can do when they go to a college is being able to leave the program at a better spot when they first got it there. And I know that there were a couple, kind of momentum building years under Coach Brown, Neil Brown, the last couple, but then this year you guys quietly had a fantastic year. And I think that you guys are really setting up for the future. What should we make of the state of football and how excited are for you to see them continue to build off of what you guys did this past season?
Yeah. I mean, we were, really close to, we lost two games that we lost on a Hail Mary and then, lost in the fourth quarter against Oklahoma State. So we were real close to having, possibly playing in the Big 12 championship. But, as far as next year, I'm really excited for them. I think they're going to have a great year, better than last year. So, I can't wait to watch them and cheer them along. But I think I've been in the building for the last couple of weeks and, I'm excited. I'm really excited for, the spot that this program's at right now. And I think they're ready to take that next step.
I know that you've been dealing obviously with a little bit of the injury and rehabbing and getting back. And I know you did a little bit at the combine, which was great to see, just kind of moving around and stuff. How has just the recovery been and how ready are you to finally get back to 100% and get going here?
Yeah. So I did a little bit at the combine. I was cleared for the combine, but obviously, if you just get cleared, you want to, train a little bit to, get some decent numbers. Sure. So waited for pro day and did everything there. Yeah, I'm ready to play football. I'm cleared to play football. Ready to play right now. So I'm excited.
So how
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Was the pro day, because I believe this year was the maybe it wasn't the first year, but I know they did the Big 12 pro day, right, where they had but together. How was that experience to, I guess, be one of the representatives of the Big 12 conference and be able to be in that type of light?
Yeah, it was the first year they did it. It was pretty cool. It's kind of like another mini combine. It was cool to have everyone there.
That's awesome, man. And what has it been like? Because I know you said you've been back in West Virginia now just to be on campus. I know you talked about, being excited for what the team is going to do over the next couple of years. But what's it just been like after, I'm sure, traveling a lot and talking to a bunch of teams and maybe doing some top 30 visits, all that type of stuff, to be able to be back home and be able to relax a little bit down the stretch?
Yeah, I would say it's good to be back home around family, because I was away, for 3 months training in Frisco. So it's good to, refresh and, see all your family and, just kind of reset real quick right before, I have to go to rookie minicamp. So just an exciting time, really.
So you say you're down in Frisco. Am I right in assuming that you were down there with Duke? Are you training with Duke?
Yeah, I was training with Duke.
How has that process been? Obviously, Duke Manyweather, for people that are out there and aren't too familiar of like the landscape, he works with pretty much the top offensive linemen every single year in the pre-draft process. What was it like working with Duke?
Yeah, it was great. He helped me out a lot. Actually, we were all down there, you know, all the combine guys, you know, down there up until the combine. After that, you know, most of the guys went home because, you know, they did everything at the combine, go home for pro day. But I actually stayed down there another month because my pro day was down there and I was still, you know, recovering from my injury. So I stayed down there an extra month and worked with him every day and, you know, just really, really helped. You know, he helped, you know, work alongside my injury and, you know, really pushed me and, you know, just helped me get better.
And you mentioned obviously being around some other the great offensive linemen in the 2024 class that are going to be hearing their names called here in a couple of days as well. What was it like in that type of setting with someone like Duke being able to work with some of the other top offensive linemen in the country and to really, I guess, I know that you're rehabbing a little bit of the part and doing things at a little bit of different speed, but being able to test your skills against some of the other top players in the country and to be able to pick their brain a little bit.
Yeah, I think we had 18 or 19 guys. All in the same position, you know, getting ready for, you know, bowl games, combine, pro day visits. It's just exciting. And I feel like offensive linemen, you know, we're all friends, you know. I think it's just like a brotherhood of, you know, being an offensive lineman. But it was great to be around, you know, the same guys that are going through the same stuff as you. And then really just pushing each other and, you know, getting each other better.
Well, I know that you talked obviously about the, you know, wanting to test the best you can and with someone like Duke, obviously from the physical side, you're showcasing how athletic you are, how physical you are, all those types of things. Talk to me though, Zach, because as a center, you are so heavily involved on the mental side of the game, right? Helping set protections, you know, what front we're working against, you know, those all those types of things. How important has it been for you in this process to showcase that to teams and let them know like, hey, I'm a communicator. I'm the mouth up front. I'm the guy that can really help to get a set for the perfect play.
Yeah, as a center, that's your job. You have to make all the calls, make them loud, make sure you can hear them from tackle to tackle. I mean, really tight end all the way across, you know, the line. And that's really your job. And for me, it was, you know, getting on the board and, you know, showing teams, you know, drawing up plays, stuff like that. And just really showing your understanding and you know, telling them how you lead and stuff like that.
So I wanted to ask, because I know that you've had now a couple different settings to talk to teams. I know that they're, you know, when you were at the combine, for instance, you had, I'm sure some both formal and informal meetings. I know obviously you've probably been on some Zoom calls. You've been on some top 30 visits. How has just the feedback been from you as far as from teams, how they see you, and how great has it been for you to be able to really talk to them and sell yourself as a player and as a person?
Yeah, it's just been really good to talk to every team. You know, I pretty much have talked to every team. It's hard to tell, like, you know, who's interested. I try not to, you know, think, oh, they're really interested, you know, because really you don't know. Just going through all the interviews and, you know, just trying to tell them everything I can about me. And, you know, hopefully I left an impression on them. And then, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the week.
Well, I'm glad you get to be home, man, because the travel schedule leading up to this point is insane. Can you give us a couple highlighted trips that you've been on, you know, a couple top 30 visits? Like, where have you kind of been around the country over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I wasn't too bad off. So I came back from my pro day. My pro day was pretty late. So came back from there. And then, I went a couple plays. I only had to go on two 30 visits. And then I also had to go back to the combine for a recheck. Nice. So not too bad.
Not too bad then. That's good. Well, down the stretch here, I wanted to ask like four just follow-up questions there. Is one, now that you're back home, what are you going to be doing on draft day? Like, do you guys have a party plan? Are you going to be chilling at home, renting out a place? Like, what are the plans on the actual draft couple days, I guess?
Yeah. I'm just going to stay home with family. I didn't want to do a big party or anything. Just be with family and, you know, just wait for the call.
I love it, man. And my last question for you is, I'm sure that this has probably been a day and a time that you've been dreaming about for a long time. So just kind of a two-parter to end you here is, one, how long has the NFL been a dream? You know, how long have you been eyeing this goal? And now that you are just so close to that being a reality, just how grateful are you for the next chapter?
Yeah, I've wanted to play in the NFL since, you know, I've learned about the NFL. So that's probably elementary school. I wanted to, you know, play in the NFL. I had my parents named me after Zach Thomas, linebacker for the Dolphins. So I wore 54 from like T-ball until, you know, college. So I've always, you know, that's always been my dream. I had, you know, fat heads of him up in my room. I had, I collected, you know, all 32 helmets, stuff like that. Like, it's just kind of always what I've wanted to do. And yeah, just to be in that position finally, and, you know, all the work has paid off, and, you know, I just feel really blessed, really grateful, and excited for the opportunity.
I love that story, man. My dad's actually a Dolphins fan, so he's going to love to hear a little bit on Zach Thomas there. He's absolutely going to enjoy that. Again, joined by Zach Frazier, star offensive lineman out of the University of West Virginia, 2024 NFL draft prospect, only a couple days away from the big day. Zach, I really appreciate you for taking some time, man. I know it is hustle and bustle, and it's been super busy for you, but thank you so much for joining the show today, man, and best of luck.
Thank you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.